Hello and welcome to Truly Alternative Education. I am Jeremy Wilson. I am an alternative school math teacher in North Carolina. I have been working as a teacher for approximately 15 years now. About half my career is in alternative education. And in the alternative education community, there is definitely a lack of communication between schools for all the wonderful, unique things that are happening. Alternative education gets a bad reputation as being where the so-called bad kids go. Every time I go in public and they ask me where I teach and I tell them the alternative school, they all tell me how, you know, that must be very special, very taxing, it's a calling. And while I do believe it's a calling, I also believe that it is the most unique and fun places that I can work. I believe that we as an alternative school community really need to have some information and some examples of what all the other schools are doing. And that's what I'm hoping to do with my podcast. And the traditional alternative school student is one that does not necessarily fit the mold of what's happening in your traditional larger high schools. So in our alternative school setting, we as teachers, administrators, staff members, counselors, and everybody else involved need to try to find some truly unique, authentic experiences to help spur inquiry, to help spur the students' own intrinsic motivation, and to look towards their own future. And in a large amount of cases, to help them heal from any sort of past traumas that might be preventing them from moving forward. I have been reaching out to a number of schools that have very special programs that I hopefully will have them on here to discuss with you all. And at the end, I'm going to ask them for all my guests for one sentence advice. So to the parents of a student who is in an alternative school, I would say, don't forget that parental involvement is key, not just when they're young, but all the way through K-12. For teachers at schools like mine, I would remind them that communication and relationship building are the most important things you can do in the classroom. Our students will do way more if they know you honestly care about them as human beings. And for administrators, the advice I would give administrators, not only do you have to build great relationships with your staff and students, but you also need to help spur innovation, not only at the school level, but at the individual teacher level as well. Thank you for listening. I hope you continue to do so from whatever podcast app or website you listen to the podcast from. And I hope to have you in my next episode focusing on our first program.